But let me be the first to say it is a big deal. As the definition of the family goes through this transformation, or really what I would call a degradation, succeeding generations that have little or no exposure to the biblical definition of marriage will have no concept of what a real family is supposed to be. By the way, their push to reinvent the family is being found in public education curriculums all across the country. You look at public school education, and you'll find two male penguins raising a little female penguin, and Tango Makes Three is the name of that book, and it's being passed down to first graders and I believe even kindergartners, exposing them to this lifestyle and trying to normalize it. As you get older, the descriptions become more coarse of the homosexual acts, and schools are indoctrinating children at a younger age. And so our culture is losing the idea that a family should include a mother and father in a committed relationship rearing their children. Now, I'll tell you the truth. I know you hear me saying this, but you think, that's crazy. Everybody knows that a family is a mother and a father and children. But I'm telling you, our culture is drifting. It's no longer drifting. It is propelling away from a biblical moorings that we've had. And you have people in public schools today that are being, not just public schools, but people that are being raised in homes where there is no father at all. Now, we've had that for decades now. But now we have two moms or two dads legally as guardians of one child. And I'm telling you, we are just a generation away from having no idea what a biblical family looks like. We've moved to this idea of I'm just looking out for my own best interests. That mentality that says my needs need to be met. And let me say that the rampant divorce rates, the serial marriages, and the people shacking up without even exchanging vows really isn't helping the situation as far as reinventing the family. So let's get one thing straight. The argument over gay marriage is important because these unions is really not, it's important because that these unions is not about extending rights to gays. It's really about demolishing the maker's design for marriage and putting it in its place, this flimsy imposter. And so now if two people of the same gender desire to marry, they can. But where is that going to stop? When is it going to be, next is going to be two women being able to marry a man, or two men wanting to marry one woman. As a matter of fact, in Utah, this week, a federal judge in Salt Lake City, Clark Waddups, issued a final ruling effectively legalizing polygamy. And I'll tell you, there is no end in sight. Because as soon as you try to tell somebody, no, that's not right, what you're going to say is then what you've said, everything else cannot be right either. And so when the floodgates open, there is no stopping this idea of marriage of any concept or idea or degree that you want. Author Gene Edward gives us a glimpse of the direction that this is going to take us. He says, under the emerging framework, there will be no difference between a married couple, a homosexual couple, or a couple in a temporary physical relationship. As many advocates are putting it, what difference does it make to the government or an employer whom you are involved with? And you understand what I mean by that. This sort with this sort of reductionism, a spouse is nothing more than a physical partner, and a physical partner is the same as a spouse. And it misses the point, he says, of what marriage is and what its role in society amounts to. And so he goes on for a little bit and he says, as marriage becomes unnecessary, what does he mean by that? He says, not just for job benefits, but it's not necessary for adopting children. It's not necessary for inheriting property or even being socially acceptable. And he says, ultimately, the whole nation then will be living in sin because there's no need for a family. And so as the laws in our nation change to favor homosexuals in their lifestyles, it is effectively changing our society. The age-old question is this: can you legislate morality? I can tell you this, the laws will always be a reflection of the people that are living under them. I mentioned earlier about polygamy being legalized in Utah, but how far behind is something called endogamy? That's where you can marry your own relative. Or even child marriage. Or even some that would want to marry the family pet. Hey, don't laugh. California allows you to marry your dog. So you must understand that really it will soon no longer be about homosexual marriage at all. It will be about constitutional law. You see, their right to marry and our right of free exercise and freedom of speech are not compatible. Do you understand that? One will trump the other. And if Canada or some of these other countries that have already advanced this pro-homosexual agenda are any indicator, it is going to be freedom of religion that takes the major blow. It's already a crime to speak in a public forum against homosexuality in Canada. A man was fined $1,500 three times because three different men complained in a court of law there because he had put a classified ad in the paper, Bible verses that were against homosexuality. He was speaking against it publicly and was fined. Let me be clear about this, and I think we'll probably close down here for tonight. Christianity has for millennia prospered under regimes of almost no religious freedoms. Really, religious freedom is kind of a novel idea. In the order of history, America has been around for less than 250 years. And before that, there was not an outpouring of religious freedom, and yet Christianity flourished. So it's not a matter of the church, whether or not the church is going to survive. My fear, and the question that really lingers, is will America survive? And so where can we go to counter the claims of our secular society that any union with any combination of genders constitute a marriage? I think the first place we're going to have to go, and we'll go there next Sunday night, is Genesis. And look at how God designed the family to be. Because if we can get an idea, an understanding of not only how God designed it, the template that He's given to all men for all time, we'll have an understanding of what He has what He expects from us today to call a marriage. And so I think this is a good stopping point for tonight. Be in prayer for our country, for our leaders, for those that have to make decisions, for the Supreme Court. Listen, God is not the king or the king's heart in the Lord's hand, and He can turn it whithersoever He will. Listen, we can have a nation that reflects our beliefs. Certainly it takes voting and things like that, but I still believe that it starts one soul at a time. If we see a revival in this nation, if we see a great awakening in this nation, listen, we won't have to argue about these things. These won't be points of discussion. But if we keep traveling down this dark road that America is slipping into, then we are going to be in a place that I'm afraid is not going to be pleasant for Christians to preach the whole counsel of God.